Lesson in Smiles, School of Leslie. Good evening, good evening, good evening. This is Mr. Candle speaking. Sitting here on your bedside table, just waiting for you to settle down and let me tell you a story of one of the visits that I have made around the world. You know, as Mr. Candle, I sit on the bedside table of children all over the world. Some little children don't have candles, and so they have a light, and I'm in that bulb, but that modern bulb, it's not the same as a candle glowing. I like to be in my candle self. So if you could talk your mother and dad into having a candle on your bedside table at bedtime and hear a story from Mr. Candle, tell them to do that, because then I can be a little more dramatic and a little more imaginative with you. It's kind of fun. So try that out and see what happens, and you'll be surprised at how wonderful it is. Okay, now, tonight I want to tell you a story about a boy named Wesley. And Wesley was just a little tyke of a guy. He was 3.5 years old. 3.5 years old, my goodness sakes. Another Mozart. And as he was in his home, he always had a smile on his face. Everywhere he went, he had a smile on his face. They said, "You were born with a smile on your face. You've always got a smile on your face. You're such a happy, happy guy. You're such a wonderful, wonderful guy." And that's indeed the way Wesley was. Well, Wesley was playing with the kids in the yard, and some of the kids were just a wee bit older. They were 4 and 4.5. And they said to Wesley, "Wesley, how come you always got a smile on your face?" And Wesley said, "Well, I tell you, I like to smile." Now, that's kind of an advanced statement for a 3.5-year-old to make, but these children spoke their own language, but the thing is, I speak adult language so that you can all understand it. And he said, I like to have a smile on my face because that makes me happy. Wherever I go, whatever I do, I have a smile on my face. And hey, I really am a happy guy. I am such a happy guy. And you know, that's the only way to be. And so the kid said, "Well, Wesley, how in the world do you have a smile on your face all the time? There are times that things are not so happy. There are times when things are not as nice as they could be. And yet you have a smile on your face even then. You have a smile on your face when your mom and dad say no, that you can't do something. How about that? You have a smile on your face when the things just don't go the way you want them to go. But you always got a smile on your face." Well, Wesley said, "Now, today, since you're all asking this question, we're going to have a school. Just like my older sister, she goes to school. She's in the kindergarten. She's 5 years old. One of these days we'll be 5 years old and we can go to kindergarten too, but let's just pretend that we're in kindergarten. And I'm the teacher." "Wesley, you're the teacher of kindergarten? My goodness sakes, how can you do that?" "Well, I can do that because I can do anything I want to do." "All right, I guess you can." So he said, "Now, okay, everybody, sit down." So everybody sat down. Now, Wesley said, "All right, now, everybody, bend forward and touch your toes with the tips of your fingers." So everybody is very cooperative. They haven't learned about being against the teacher's program. They just went along with everything that was said. And so then, lo and behold, he did just as they said. They touched their toes. He said, "Now, take your finger and tickle the middle toe on each foot." "Hey, Wesley, what's the middle toe on the foot?" And Wesley got up and went over to Janie and said, "Janie, I know you're only 3 and you don't know this, but right here, this toe right here, and this toe right here, this is 1 foot, this is the other. Left and right, that makes no difference. Just touch the toe, the middle toe, on each foot, and tickle it, and just say, 'I like you, little toe, I like you.'" And Jeannie says, "That's so silly." And Wesley says, "That's what it's supposed to be, is silly." That's the only things that I do are silly things, because that's what makes me happy. That's what makes me laugh. Anytime anybody does something to make me serious, I just start thinking of something silly and I laugh. Because I like to smile, and I only know how to smile. Well, Wesley, how can you do that? Whoever taught you this sort of thing? Oh, I just picked it up myself. Well, how did you pick it up yourself? Who told you? Well, don't tell anybody. This is a secret. Okay, we won't tell anybody. And so Wesley said, I become quiet, and then I listen, and there's a voice talking inside of me. And I say, hey, voice, how do I have a smile on my face all the time? I want to have a smile on my face all the time. And the voice says, well, Wesley, you already have a smile on your face all the time. Yeah, I know, but I want to always keep it there. How's the best way to keep it there? And so the voice inside of me says, Wesley, the best way to keep a smile on your face is to think silly things all the time. Think silly, happy things all the time, and you'll have a smile on your face all the time. So I listen to that voice that's talking inside of me, and I hear it, and I believe what it says. And the voice inside of me says, hey, Wesley, you're a smart boy. The voice inside of me says, hey, Wesley, you're a nice boy. And the voice inside of me says, Wesley, you're great. The voice tells me, Wesley, everybody in the world likes you. You're such a nice guy. And you see, the voice inside of me tells me all that good stuff. Now, just for the fun of it, let's each one of us practice listening to the voice inside. Now, say, hey, voice inside of me, I'm ready. Tell me something. Now, each one, do that. Say, hey, voice inside of me, tell me something. And then listen. Now, we'll be quiet for a second. Okay, Jeannie, what did the voice inside of you say? It says, I like you, Jeannie. Ooh, that is nice. John, what did the voice inside of you say? I don't believe it. It says, John, you're smart. Oh, everybody tells me I'm dumb. But it said, John, you're... Well, Wesley said, John, you listen to that voice inside of yourself, because that's a good voice. And Arnold, what did the voice inside of you say? It said, I'm strong, and I'm tough, and I'm wonderful. Well, Arnold, you are strong, and you are tough, and you are wonderful. Did it say anything more? Yeah. Well, do you want to say it? No. Why not? Well, it says I'm so gentle. Arnold, I knew that it would say that you are a gentle guy. You are such a wonderful, gentle guy. Oh, Arnold, you are so special. And Patricia, what did the voice say to you? And Patricia looked Wesley straight in the face and said, Wesley, the voice said, I'm going to marry you someday. And Wesley says, oh, Patricia, that may well be, but what else did the voice say to you? Come on, say something else too. That was very nice, thank you so much. But say something else, the voice said. And Patricia said, the voice said, Patricia, you are the prettiest girl in school. Oh, Patricia, that voice knows what it's talking about. That's true. You are the prettiest girl in school. Okay, now, let's listen to the voice inside of ourselves once again, and let's ask the voice inside of, what is something silly that would make me smile? All right? Stop and think for a minute. Okay, boys, what is something silly that would make me smile? Now we stop and wait. Quiet. Okay, boys, what do I do? Well, you know what the voice said to me? The voice said, do something silly. Take your hand and make a circle on top of your head and pat your tummy, both at the same time, and watch everybody laugh. Yeah, watch everybody smile. Say, where did you learn that? And you don't need to say, the voice inside told me, but I can say that to myself because I know. Yes, And that was a school. The School of Wesley. What a wonderful school. Lessons in smiles. Wow. Oops. Hey, you see that guy there? Can you see him? He's coming in the door. He's got a bag of pixie dust in his hand there, and he's Mr. Sandman. And he's going to sprinkle that pixie dust all over you in just a second. So you snuggle in your blankets now, and you reach up and take Mommy and Daddy in one each arm and say, I love you, I love you, I love you. And wiggle and sniggle and quiggle. And then let them go. Slide down. Okay, Mr. Sandman sprinkling his sand all over you. You're going to have happy thoughts and happy dreams, and you're going to wake up in the morning so filled with power and joy and happiness. I love you. Okay, now, time for me to go too. So, good night, happy dreams, and I'll see you soon again. This is Mr. Candle. I love you. I love you. I love you.